In this meeting of the eternal's mingling masks, this tangled dance of passionate contraries, locking like lovers in a forbidden embrace, the quarrel of their lost identity. Through this wrestle and wrangle of the extremes of power, Earth's million roads struggled towards deity. All stumbled on behind a stumbling guide, yet every stumble is a needed pace on unknown routes to an unknowable goal. All blundered and straggled towards the one divine. As if transmuted by a titan spell, the eternal powers assumed a dubious face. Idols of an oblique divinity, they wore the heads of animal or troll, assumed ears of the fawn, the satyr's hoof, or harbored the demoniac in their gaze. A crooked maze they made of thinking mind. They suffered a metamorphosis of the heart, admitting Bacchant revelers from the night into its sanctuary of delights, as in a Dionysian masquerade. On the highways, in the gardens of the world, they wallowed, oblivious of their divine parts, as drunkards of a dire Circean wine, or a child who sprawls and sports in nature's mire. Even wisdom, hewer of the roads of God, is a partner in the deep, disastrous game. Lost is the pilgrim's wallet and the scrip. She fails to read the map and watch the star. A poor, self-righteous virtue is her stock, and reason's pragmatic grope or abstract sight. Or the technique of a brief hour's success she teaches, an usher in utility school. On the ocean surface of vast consciousness, small thoughts in shoals are fished up into a net. But the great truths escape her narrow cast. Guarded from vision by creation's depths, obscure they swim in blind, enormous gulfs, safe from the little sounding leads of mind, too far for the puny diver's shallow plunge. Our mortal vision peers with ignorant eyes. It has no gaze on the deep heart of things. Our knowledge walks leaning on error's staff, a worshipper of false dogmas and false gods, or fanatic of a fierce, intolerant creed, or a seeker doubting every truth he finds, a skeptic facing light with adamant no, or chilling the heart with dry, ironic smile, a cynic stamping out the God in man. A darkness wallows in the paths of time, or lifts its giant head to blot the stars. It makes a cloud of the interpreting mind and intercepts the oracles of the sun. Yet light is there. It stands at nature's doors. It holds a torch to lead the traveler in. It waits to be kindled in our secret selves. It is a star lighting an ignorant sea, a lamp upon our poop piercing the night. As knowledge grows, light flames up from within. It is a shining warrior in the mind, an eagle of dreams in the divining heart, an armor in the fight, a bow of God. Then larger dawns arrive, and wisdom's pomps cross through the being's dim, half-lighted fields. Philosophy climbs up thought's cloud-bank peaks, and science tears out nature's occult powers. Enormous djinns who serve a dwarf's small needs, exposes the sealed minutiae of her art and conquers her by her own captive force. On heights unreached by mind's most daring soar, upon a dangerous edge of failing time, the soul draws back into its deathless self. Man's knowledge becomes God's supernal ray. There is the mystic realm whence leaps the power whose fire burns in the eyes of seer and sage. A lightning flash of visionary sight, it plays upon an inward verge of mind. Thought silenced gazes into a brilliant void. A voice comes down from mystic unseen peaks, a cry of splendor from a mouth of storm. It is the voice that speaks to night's profound. It is the thunder and the flaming call. Above the plains that climb from nescient earth, a hand is lifted towards the invisible's realm. beyond the superconscious blinding line, and plucks away the screens of the unknown. A spirit within looks into the eternal's eyes. It hears the word to which our hearts were deaf. It sees through the blaze in which our thoughts grew blind. It drinks from the naked breasts of glorious truth. It learns the secrets of eternity. Thus all was plunged into the riddling night. Thus all is raised to meet a dazzling sun. O death, this is the mystery of thy reign. In earth's anomalous and magic field, carried in its aimless journey by the sun, mid the forced marches of the great dumb stars, a darkness occupied the fields of God, and matter's world was governed by thy shape. Thy mask has covered the eternal's face. The bliss that made the world has fallen asleep. Abandoned in the vast, she slumbered on. An evil transmutation overtook her members till she knew herself no more. Only through her creative slumber flit frail memories of the joy and beauty meant under the sky's blue laugh, mid green scarfed trees and happy squanderings of scents and hues, in the field of the golden promenade of the sun and the vigil of the dream light of the stars, amid high meditating heads of hills, on the bosom of voluptuous rain-kissed earth, and by the sapphire tumblings of the sea. But now the primal innocence is lost, and death and ignorance govern the mortal world, and nature's visage wears a grayer hue. Earth still has kept her early charm and grace. The grandeur and the beauty still are hers, but veiled is the divine inhabitant. The souls of men have wandered from the light, and the great mother turns away her face. The eyes of the creatrix bliss are closed, and sorrow's touch has found her in her dreams. as she turns and tosses on her bed of void, because she cannot wake and find herself, and cannot build again her perfect shape. Oblivious of her nature and her state, forgetting her instinct of felicity, forgetting to create a world of joy, she weeps and makes her creature's eyes to weep. Testing with sorrow's edge her children's breasts, she spends on life's vain waste of hope and toil, the poignant luxury of grief and tears. In the nightmare change of her half-conscious dream, tortured herself and torturing by her touch, she comes to our hearts and bodies and our lives wearing a hard and cruel mask of pain. Our nature, twisted by the abortive birth, returns wry answers to life's questioning shocks. An acrid relish finds in the world's pangs, drinks the sharp wine of grief's perversity. A curse is laid on the pure joy of life. Delight, God's sweetest sign, and beauty's twin, dreaded by aspiring saint and austere sage, is shunned, a dangerous and ambiguous cheat, a specious trick of an infernal power. It tempts the soul to its self-hurt and fall. A Puritan God made pleasure a poisonous fruit or red drug in the marketplace of death, and sin the child of nature's ecstasy. Yet every creature hunts for happiness, buys with harsh pangs or tears by violence from the dull breast of the inanimate globe some fragment or some broken shard of bliss. Even joy itself becomes a poisonous draught. Its hunger is made a dreadful hook of fate. All means are held good to catch a single beam, eternity sacrificed for a moment's bliss. Yet for joy and not for sorrow, earth was made. And not as a dream in endless suffering time. Although God made the world for his delight, an ignorant power took charge and seemed his will, and death's deep falsity has mastered life. All all grew a play of chance, simulating fate.